This is Aaron Blanding, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Camille Gideon. He's a chemical engineer, and we're going to be talking about his research and these interesting times we're living in for people science. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So just to start out, I'm wondering if you could tell us about your research and your work and what impact you hope your work has on your field.
Sure. So I can talk a little bit about my career. So right now I currently work at a startup biotech company. And what we do is evolve biocidal enzymes. So we're looking to try to make natural preservatives to replace preservatives that are chemically made in consumer products. What I do specifically is I focus more on bioprocess. So looking at how can we actually make the product and then scale it up to manufacturing scale. And that's really kind of where my career has focused on. So previously at another company, I did similar work.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. And I'm wondering, what impact have COVID-19 and possibly the Black Lives Matter movement had on your research?
Sure. Definitely COVID-19 has had a very big impact. It's just working, it's been hard. You know, people can't really work. And so we had to work from home for a couple months, which kind of delayed the actual research because we need to be in lab. But it has renewed an interest by several companies in the industry at looking at how can we get new novel technologies that can help fight these kind of pandemics, new preservatives that can help fight bacteria, viruses, especially because we're seeing a rise in antibiotic resistant bacteria. And so it's definitely, people are excited about the work that we do. Interestingly, the Black Lives Matter movement has, I think, spurred a conversation in the industry about the lack of diversity. And I know that's happening across the board. It's something that I've experienced, a lot of places that I've worked, I've been either the only Black person or one of two, maybe. And so I think that's what's really the topic or the conversation in the biotech industry is like, how can we improve our diversity and really highlight the Black people that are working in that industry?
Awesome. It's really great that those conversations are happening, even though I feel like they're long overdue. Yeah. So I'm wondering, I'm personally really inspired and excited by everything I see happening because of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I'm wondering, what excites you most about the uprising happening today?
What really excites me is the idea that information is being shared so quickly through the use of social media. And that really excites me because I think there's no way or there's, less of a chance of people being able to say, I don't necessarily believe you or kind of dismiss the problem. I mean, there's some people who will just never believe and that's just the core of them. But for other people, like you said, these conversations are overdue and Black people have been talking about this forever. And it's just now that other people are seeing that this is an issue. And even though that's unfortunate, but I'm glad that, social media is there. So they can't deny now the videos, they can't deny the stories that people are telling. And that gets me really excited because hopefully that this is a turning point, right? Like this is actually going to lead to real change in combating systemic racism.
I hope so. That would be fantastic. And so I'm wondering, based on your experience in STEM, what do you think is the first step in making your field more welcoming to people of color?
That's a great question. I think for me, it first has to start with a mindset change. In my experiences, both in industry and during grad school, what was very concerning to me was how people talk about Black people in STEM. I think there's still this underlying thought that Black people in STEM, are there through affirmative action. They don't really have the merit to be there. And so that has to be the first thing that changed. Like, people need to understand that Black people are qualified and, you know, have a right to be doing this type of research, this type of work. And then from there, it's actually really, you know, walking the walk. You know, there are a lot of people I've heard, you know, say we should do these things, put kind of, you know, a little bit of effort, but not really doing something that's going to change. And so it really has to be a real commitment to making sure that Black people can succeed in this industry.
Gotcha. And so along the same lines, what advice could you give a young person of color navigating STEM?
I think the biggest piece of advice I would give is make sure to network. There are people in the industry that are successful, that have been through kind of the things that these young people are going through. And they can be really, really good resources for you. And so, you know, I'll speak for myself, but, you know, if someone were to LinkedIn me and say, hey, I see that you're doing this, I'm interested in this, I have no problem talking to that person. And I think that's going to help you a long way. And just remember that you deserve to be there no matter what.
Awesome. Networking seems like a common theme among these interviews. So it's really cool to hear you say that. This has been Aaron Blanding. And today I spoke with Dr. Camille Gideon, a chemical engineer, about his research in these interesting times we're living in for people science.